Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Thanks for tuning in today. We're going to talk about getting ripped for the holidays, but not the kind you might be thinking. All right, welcome to the show, Vince Sant, to Boomer Radio. Hi there.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, good, good. We're so glad you're here with us today. Vince is the co-founder and the lead trainer of VShred. It's an online training platform that's really just taken the world by storm in recent years, hasn't it?
Well, I'd like to say so. I like that you're saying it.
Well, I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. So the online training is... It's cool because people can do it whenever they want, right? And this is
well—that's the main thing.
Yeah.
I mean, people they don't really like having to go to the gym at certain times. They like everything to be. I mean, especially in today's world, everything's online. So making fitness online makes it a lot easier for somebody who's say busy.
Do you find that people are being disciplined and following through with the program? Because some people are really good about working from home, and other people need like that drill sergeant to say, hey, it's time, let's do this.
Right. You know, we have both types of, and the thing is, we offer everything. And so depending on the type of person who comes in, whether they do have that discipline to make themselves stick to it, they can do something like, let's say, a 90-day program where you're still given everything you need, but then you have to make yourself go to the gym. You have to figure things out on your own. But then there's also, let's say you get one of our trainers to actually work one-on-one with you online. You can ask them questions. They do check-ins with you. So there's a lot more accountability. It just depends on who the person is and how determined they are on their own. But we like to kind of make it work for everybody.
I like that. I like that you're not just going to send us, you know, some DVDs or let us,
right,
you know, download something.
Yep.
That's the component of your program that I really like, that you can just reach out. You're going to get that one-on-one if you need it. And some people do. A lot of people
mm-hmm.
do, especially when they first get started. So it's a journey. Fitness is a journey. We know that. I'm a runner. That's my primary fitness thing. And I was just, I just did the New York City Marathon. So I'm very proud of that. I've been talking about that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was so cool. You know,
for you, that's impressive.
I've told the audience, it's like the hardest part of the race was not the 26.2 miles. It was getting to the start line. Our bus driver took a wrong turn. It was terrible. We almost didn't get there. But when we look at VShred, and a lot of people are going to wait until January to start thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they'd start thinking about it now, before, you know, all the holiday goodies, but it's never too late for fitness. You talk about with your program some of the common mistakes that people make when they start their fitness journey. Now, a lot of people start their fitness journey at the beginning of the year, which is coming up. So let's talk mm-hmm. about some of those mistakes people make and how they can avoid them.
Yeah. So, I mean, and like you said, there's no wrong time to get started. It's just what I feel is the biggest component to it is finding the right person or the right program to get started with, because, and this is probably this is actually the first one that I'll even talk about, because you mentioned how I like to talk about the biggest mistakes that you make at the gym. And the first one is going to be when you actually fail to assess exactly what you're trying to do, because if you're trying to lose a lot of weight and you go online and you find this, I don't know, bodybuilding program, and you're just going to be lifting a bunch of weights, you're not going to be doing what you need to be doing. And so, first off, if you don't know exactly the type of training you should be doing, you're going to fail. And so it doesn't matter if you are the most dedicated person in the world, if you're not doing the right kind of training, and also that it goes with your lifestyle. A lot of people, they want to get in shape really bad, but if I tell you to go to the gym 7 days a week, 2 hours a day, you're going to be able to do that for about a week or two,
yeah,
and then you're going to fall off because it's really difficult.
And then you're going to get frustrated. Yeah.
Yeah, big time, because that's the other thing is, if you don't set, like, that's, and this is another one, if you don't set realistic goals about what you're trying to do, if you want to lose, let's say New Year's, January 1st rolls around, and mm-hmm. you tell yourself you want to lose 50 pounds, that's amazing, and you can totally do that. But if you think that you're going to go online and see that someone lost 50 pounds in 30 days, first off, it might be fake. You have no idea.
Right.
So if you think you're going to go do that in 30 days, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. And so that's the first thing. And that's what we really try to do, is we try to set realistic goals with our clients to let you know, okay, this is what you can expect. And sure, some people lose 20, 30 pounds in the first month, but that's not everybody. And so it also depends on where you're starting, what your goals are, and everything like that. And then after that, it just comes down to, I mean, there's a couple of different things that it comes down to, but a lot of it is consistency
mm-hmm.
and making sure that you put in the amount of time that you need to in the beginning, because obviously in the beginning is when you have all that motivation. The first week or two of New Year's, go to the gym, and I guarantee you
it is,
it's packed. It's crazy.
It's
but then after the first month, what happens?
It's a ghost town again in February.
Exactly. And why is that? Because people, first off, they're not setting realistic goals. Yeah. They're expecting everything to happen in that first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And that's why even here at V-Shred, we got one of my favorite things that we offer is a 30-day contest. And we give out $5,000 at the end of all of them. We run them every month.
Wow.
And the reason we do this is because it throws you into the fire and makes you stick to it for 30 days. Mm. There's been studies that show, on average, it takes 21 days to develop a habit. And so if you don't put in enough time to develop a habit, you're going to fall off. And that's probably why, if anyone's listening to this right now and you've tried to lose weight and you stuck to it for 2 weeks and then you fell off, you were just about
You were so close.
You're about to turn the corner and make that something that you're actually used to. You're used to going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You're used to eating healthier foods. But if you quit right before that, when it gets hard, because first week's easy, second week gets harder, third week's really hard. After that, it's a lot easier.
Uh-huh.
So that's why we offer those. And then continuing that, I mean, there's just a bunch of other little tips, like you mentioned. I don't know how in-depth you want me to get into those 10 mistakes
Let's kind of work our way through. The next thing that I have is delaying your workouts into the evenings. And I know where you're going with that. It's just, some people, when I was training for my marathon, I'd get up at 5 a.m. and run in the dark, because I know that at the end of the day, I'm exhausted. And
you don't want to do it then.
No. After working all day, you're just like, and it's way too easy to say, maybe tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
And what they say is that you only have a certain amount of willpower throughout the day mentally. And so if you do your most daunting task, which for a lot of people, when you're trying to lose weight and you're new to it, the most daunting task is going to be your workout. If you do your most daunting task earlier in the day and you already have it out of the way, when you get home from work and you're at the office all day and you're exhausted and you still have to cook or clean or get the kids from school or daycare or whatever it might be, the last thing on your mind is going to the gym at 8 p.m. and then going home and, still doing your responsibilities.
Right.
And so by knocking that thing out first thing in the morning, or what I like to do personally is I like to, around my lunch break, if I can make time for it, and I know a lot of people can't, but if you can, I like to go right around my lunch break. So I get a nice day shift, I guess you could say, of work, get a little break from it, and then go back to work at the end of the day. And also, when you start your morning with a workout, you're much more likely to continue those good choices throughout the day. If you go start with a workout in the morning, you're much more likely to pick a salad for lunch rather than going to get tacos with your coworkers.
You're right. And if people listening don't know that, it becomes a mindset, not just, you want to succeed. When you see that first little bit of success, don't you find that people get motivated? They lose a few pounds, and that's motivation, so they want to continue.
Big time.
So giving up when you hit a plateau, now your people listening are probably, I can't imagine that because I haven't lost my first 10 pounds yet, but it does happen. You hit that plateau, maybe it's 10 pounds, maybe it's 30 pounds, and nothing is happening. I'm working out hard, I'm eating healthy, nothing's happening. How do they work through that?
Right, so I mean the first thing with hitting a plateau is you got to make sure, this goes back to the first one where I said assessing your body, because you're going to hit a plateau no matter who you are. To this day, I've been working out for 10 years. I still hit plateaus. And so it's about making sure that you're first off doing the right kind of thing, like the right kind of exercises, eating the right kind of foods. But then even when you're doing that, you're going to hit a point where, let's say you're working out consistently, you're eating healthy, and then you lost 10 pounds, and then out of nowhere, bam, the scale's not going down anymore. You're not seeing this progress. You were so excited, and now it's not really there. You're not really sure what to do. And so you have to know how, you got to have the confidence that you are getting the right guidance on breaking that plateau, and whether that is a personal trainer in person at the gym who can help you to shift your training a little bit so you can continue to shock your muscles, or an online trainer who can switch your diet up and maybe even give you a cheat day. That's one of the best ways to break a plateau, is to actually eat more food, because you're actually going to be helping your metabolism. You're going to be increasing the secretion of certain hormones in your body to burn more calories, to increase your metabolism.
Who knew?
So there's different ways. It's just about having the right guidance on breaking those plateaus and not losing motivation when you hit the plateaus, because those are just a part of the journey. I don't care how long you work out. You're going to hit plateaus every now and then. It's just about accepting that that is as much of the process as losing 10 pounds is.
Well, you sound like you could give quite a pep talk, Vince.
Yeah.
We are talking to Vincent. He's the co-founder and the lead trainer of V-Shred. It's an online training platform that's taken the world by storm in recent years. They not only just, you know, give you the activities, but they're there to support you online as well with their voice. We're going to be right back. I want to talk about, we've talked about hitting a plateau. We still have several items to go through on the list of the mistakes that people can make starting their fitness journey. We want them to succeed. So stand by, Vince, and we'll be right back. This is Boomer Radio on Freedom.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We want you to start the new year right and to start thinking in your mind about having a great body for 2019, to be healthy. And sometimes that just includes mental health, but we want you to eat right, we want you to feel good, and that definitely involves getting a little bit of cardio in. Our guest is Vincent. He is the co-founder and lead trainer for V-Shred. It's an online training platform for working out and getting fit. Welcome back to the show, Vince.
Thank you.
Now, we were talking about some of the mistakes, the common mistakes that people make when they start their fitness journey. And I feel like at the beginning of every year, people make those resolutions. I think the biggest resolution is losing weight, getting fit. Usually losing weight. People don't think about getting fit, but that can be a byproduct of it for sure.
Definitely.
And if you lose weight the correct way. So,
yeah, 100%.
The next thing we want to chat about is cardio. I'm a big cardio queen, so you're going to have to convince me that overdoing cardio is misunderstood. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so, and don't take that the wrong way, because when I mean overdoing cardio, it's more so a mentality.
Ah.
You're a runner, mm-hmm. and so running for you could even be like a stress release. After a long day, you might like to go for runs.
Mm-hmm.
But
I
most
do.
People aren't going to be like that.
Right.
You're a rarity, if you will. So cardio is more so, I mean, and there's definitely other things to it, but more so when people say that they're going to lose 20 pounds, the first thing that they do is go to the gym and get on the treadmill and run for an hour.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
But
if that's going to lead to you hating the gym and you think that you have to go do that 7 days a week for an hour every single day, and like I said, you don't enjoy that, then that's going to lead to you quitting.
Right.
And so cardio is a huge part of anybody's fitness journey, especially one that's related to weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
But when you only rely on cardio and you do not like cardio, that's probably the biggest thing that I got to keep hitting on, is mm-hmm. that if you don't enjoy it, it's going to lead to you quitting, because there are other things that you can do. And like I said, if you love cardio and you love running, and like you said, you're a marathoner, you love doing that, I'd assume. Otherwise, you're just
crazy.
I do.
It's different, though. You know, it is. It's a different kind of mentality. And there are people, I coach a women's running group, and I've had people come, and they try. They try so hard. They want to run so bad, and they just hate it. They hate it. So I tell them, you just find something you like to do. Maybe it's swimming. Maybe it's spin class. Maybe it's getting some free weights. But
that's the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find what you like.
Yeah.
So if you, like I said, if you don't like cardio, then there's other things you can do. You can, like you said, you can go swimming. You can find lightweight circuit training. If you like, let's say, a bar class or a Pilates class mm-hmm. or a spin class or anything like that, or you just like going to the gym and you like lifting. Lifting is also going to create that metabolic stress on your body that enables you to burn calories. And by building muscle, you're also going to be helping your metabolism. So there's so many different ways that you can get in shape, so many different ways that you can lose weight and burn fat. It doesn't only have to be cardio, which is what I think the biggest misconception is, that mm-hmm. when people say, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, they go, I'm going to run.
Right. And that's not always what you should do. I like when you mentioned the strengthening of muscles, because the muscles will help you burn the fat.
Big time. Yeah.
So a combination of things is probably what you would recommend, right? Do some cardio, but also do...
Simply for the sustainability reasons,
mm-hmm.
because like you said, if you're somebody who likes to run and you like that, then more power to you. I just know like me personally, I hate running. And so I have to keep a low body fat percentage year round. I'm the face of a fitness company, but I hate running. So how do I stay lean? Well, there's other ways of doing it. It's just about finding what works for your lifestyle and not marrying this one aspect of fitness.
Right. Now, do you recommend kind of mixing it up? What I mean by that is so you don't get bored. I mean, I know some of my runner and walker friends, they get bored. So we talk about mixing things up a lot.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, most of our, like we have a staff of trainers here at V-Shred who work one-on-one with all of our clients who come in to get custom plans. And a lot of it is asking them what they enjoy and what they prefer and exercises they don't want to do and the type of goal that they have. And then creating a plan around that lifestyle to where it's like, okay, 3 days a week, you're going to do these short but fun, high-intensity types of exercises that only take 15 to 20 minutes. And then other days, if you want to go if you do want to go to the gym and you do like running and you want to go get on the elliptical, listen to music or watch TV and burn some calories, that way you can. You want to go play basketball? Go play basketball. That'll be your cardio this week. So there's different ways that you can go about it so that you can continue to make it fun, continue to make it interesting, because I think that's one of the biggest parts of fitness is not allowing somebody to get bored. And that's why all these other fitness programs where they just send you a PDF or an ebook and you follow it for 2 weeks and it's the same thing over and over and it's horrible to stick to, and then you quit because you get bored.
Yeah.
So avoiding somebody from getting bored by changing it up, if they need it, is huge.
So we have to keep, you know, we have to keep people from injuring themselves. I find it in running. You probably see it too. People try, they overdo it. Maybe they start lifting out too heavy. How do you keep them on track?
You know, it comes down to just organization of lifting and proper guidance of your workouts, because as we mentioned earlier, you can go to the gym and you can get a personal trainer who's working with you one-on-one right there in person. And I hate to say it, but most of the personal trainers that I've found who work at gyms don't really know what they're doing. I'm not going to take a stab at all of them and say none of them
do. That would
be wrong of me.
Right.
But you have to make sure that you have the right guidance with your workouts, because If you're going, let's say, or even if you're going to the gym without that, because if you're going to the gym and you're lifting too heavy, you're going to put yourself at risk of injury, because you see, because in today's society, I mean, you go on Instagram or you go on Facebook or something and you see these guys putting up this crazy weight. And so some other guy, he's going to end up hurting his shoulder.
Yeah.
Or the other way around. I don't mean to direct this at men or women, but let's say my mom, she would like to go to the gym and she would like to lose 20 or 30 pounds. And so she's going to go and she's going to pick up some probably 20-pound dumbbells, and those will be the weights that she uses for her chest press. Well, that's not actually going to be heavy enough to work the right kind of muscle fiber to actually challenge the muscle to be able to do anything for your body. So yes, you can use it for endurance purposes, but if you're actually using it to tone or build muscle, which is going to therefore help your metabolism, help you lose weight, help you burn fat, not the right kind of muscle or not the right kind of weight. So it's about organizing your lifting with the right kind of weights, the right kind of firm, which is huge, which is why all of our programs have videos of me walking through every single exercise form A to Z, helping people so they don't hurt themselves, because I mean, injuries suck. I'm getting over a back injury right now that came from literally picking up a 10-pound dumbbell. So it can happen at any time.
Oh, I hate that. My husband hurt his back leaning over to tie his shoe. I mean, it's so stupid. Anyway, if you do subscribe to V-Shred, you will learn what a superset is. And I'll just leave that at that, okay? So I know that you believe in that, and that's part of the program. So let's move forward. Is it important to record your progress, keep a log, so to speak?
You know, this could go either way. Some people love going to the gym. I have a business partner. He goes to the gym probably 4 or 5 days a week, and he takes a notebook with him every single time. And you know what he does with that notebook? He sits it down and he does a exercise. He knows exactly, and there's benefits to it. Like, you know exactly what exercises you're going to be doing. You know exactly what weights you did the previous week. You know exactly how many reps you did for that weight the previous week, and you can move forward like that. And so what that does is it allows you to continue to push yourself. it allows you to continue. There's a term called progressive overload.
Mm.
And this is how you put your body under a new type of stress that it's not used to, so you can continue to get better and better progress. This is one of the ways that you avoid plateaus. And so by knowing what you did, say, the previous week, you can change it up, make it more intense, shorten your rest time, increase your volume, increase your weight, whatever it might be, superset, which is when you do two exercises back to back.
Mm-hmm.
There's different ways you can increase that intensity to continue to make results. But I will say, there are a lot of people who hear that,
mm-hmm.
hear that you should go record your progress, you should take a notebook, and they go, oh, just another thing I got to do.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't want it to come off as this is going to be a make or break thing. Mm-hmm. Like I said, here at V-Shred, we are all about your lifestyle.
Love it. We are
all about figuring out what works for you, because I would much rather you do it 80% perfect and stick to it long term than do it 100% perfect and stick to it for a month.
Love it. We're talking to Vincent, the co-founder and lead trainer at V-Shred. The next two are I'm huge proponents of. We're talking about the mistakes that people make when they go to the gym, when they have a goal to lose weight or to get fit or to be healthy. Stretching, huge proponent of stretching. It seems like it should be common sense, but a lot of people ignore how important it is. It is important,
well,
isn't it?
It's not only important, but it's also one of the biggest misconceptions of workouts, because You're a huge advocate for stretching, as you just said.
Yes.
And you should be. But you also have to make sure that it's the right kind of stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I tell somebody walking up and down the street, if I just find someone on the side of the road and I go, hey, should you stretch before or after your workout? What are they going to say? They're going to say, before your workout. But there's two types of stretching.
There are two types.
And this is dynamic,
mm-hmm.
and this is static.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue with this is that nobody really understands dynamic stretching. And so by saying that you should stretch before, they're typically immediately referring to static stretching. And for anybody listening, static stretching is when you stand there and you try to touch your toes and you stretch out your hamstrings. Or you pull your foot back up behind you and you stretch out your quad. Or you do anything where you are staying in one spot, you're not moving, it's a static stretch. This is actually more hurtful to your body before a workout and puts you at better risk of injury rather than doing that after and doing dynamic stretching before.
So
dynamic stretching before mm-hmm. is huge for warming up your muscles. And for anybody listening, dynamic stretching means movement.
Mm-hmm.
This means if you're going to, say, stretch out your hamstring, you're going to do things like maybe walking lunges
mm-hmm.
or squats with super light weight. This doesn't mean load up on weight. This means do something super light, get movement going, start contracting the muscle, get the blood flow going. It's going to help you create the mind-muscle connection. It's going to help you with form. It's going to help you with any muscle strain that you've had in the past or injuries. And it's just going to help you in preparing you for your workout. A lot of people, I personally like to go onto the stair climber for about 10, 15 minutes
warm
before
up.
My workout.
Me too.
Because it gets me ready.
I like that. I teach my girls, you know, dynamic stretching is for the cold muscles and static stretching is for the warm muscles. That's how they
exactly.
remember.
And also by doing that static stretching after, if anybody gets sore after a workout, try stretching for about 20 minutes
helps
after your
that.
Workout, not before. So do the dynamic before, but then after your workout, try 20 minutes of static stretching. I guarantee you're less sore.
I agree with you. All right, finally, because we're running out of time, take a rest day. People don't understand the importance of how your muscles need to heal
mm-hmm.
by taking at least one active rest day. And many
yep.
people take, you know, two or three, but at least one in a week.
Oh, big time. And I mean, this is actually probably one of the things that I messed up when I was a kid the most, is that you see all these guys and girls who are in amazing shape, and all you see is them doing their workouts, is them training. You don't see them on their days off
mm-hmm.
because that's not the fun stuff to look at.
Right.
But what you got to understand is that in order for them to operate, for their muscles to perform, they have to have off days. They have to have rest. You have to allow your muscles to recover. One thing mm-hmm. that I stick to all the time, I never let myself train a muscle more than every 72 hours. That means every 3 days I will not work anything in my legs again, or I won't work anything in my upper body again.
Hmm.
And so by allowing it to rest, and that's going to change depending on how your training is. Yeah. My training is typically more towards muscle building versus some people like to do upper lower type days, right, which means you would be working it more often. But you have to give your body complete off days.
Amen.
Because even when you are doing, say, a lower body workout today, an upper body workout tomorrow, and then a full body workout the day after that, you've just worked not only your skeletal system, your muscular system, but also your central nervous system, mm-hmm, which needs to recover.
Yeah.
And so the day after that, you have to give your body this rest day so that you can allow it to recover, so that you can come back. Because when you're at the gym and you're actually working a muscle, or you're working your cardiovascular system when you're doing cardio or whatever, you're not actually building anything at the gym. You're actually breaking muscle down at,
right,
the gym.
Tiny tears.
So by not allowing your body to recover after a workout, you're actually working backwards, not ever allowing it to grow bigger and stronger, which is actually going to hurt you in the long run.
It's important to understand. We're out of time, Vince. I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry.
So tell me, I could talk about it for hours too. I really, really could. So Vince Sant, the co-founder and lead trainer of V-Shred, how do we find out more about V-Shred?
Yeah, so you guys can just go to our website, VShred, www.vshred.com.
Okay.
We actually have a free fitness quiz that tells you exactly what to do to get in shape. It's right at the top of everything. It's just, the first question is, are you a male or are you a female?
Ooh.
And you ask, you go straight in there, fill it out, and I'll tell you everything you need to know to get in shape.
And there's also a nutritional component. I know you help with the eating side of it as well. So.
Oh, yeah. And then we have 90-day programs that tell you everything A to Z, training, nutrition, walk you through everything step by step, custom plans, 30-day contests, membership
site
where there's new stuff updated all the time. We got everything.
Thank you for your time, Vince. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And you are listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.